I'm reading excerpts from Luke 24, the walk to Emmaus. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth. Some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Oh, stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" This is the word of the Lord.
Will you pray with me? God of life, help us to have an open heart and minds as we receive the word of God. Help us to sense the power and beauty as we meditate together. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Last week, we celebrated the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This morning, we heard the story narrated by Luke's Gospel, known as the Road to Emmaus. This compelling story is a well-crafted drama that includes the emotions of sorrow, suspense, puzzlement, and finally, the fury of excited activities. For me, the story of Emmaus is particularly meaningful because I have been on that road myself. I know I have walked my own Emmaus road long time ago throughout the journey of my life, and I have recognized that Jesus has been walking with me, not necessarily at that time, but more than likely, after I have looked back in remembrance of those journeys. The encounter on the road to Emmaus is a story that brought change to the disciples. It is a story that changed the disciples' heart from grief and despair into comfort and joyful hearts. It is a story that speaks of loss, presence, invitation, communion, and mission. The disciples on the road to Emmaus had a good portion of complete loss and despair. We find the disciples sad, gloomy, fearful, perplexed, scattered, defeated, and running all over with no mission or purpose. They were in desperate need of their teacher. Jesus comes into their presence, but they did not recognize him. He listens to their trail of worries and torment as they told the story of God's salvation. But they could not fully understand. But when Jesus started talking, he told them the story of the salvation of God's plan for humanity, which begins to turn despair into joy and their gloom into hope. As evening was drawing near, they decided to invite this stranger to spend the night with them. So the stranger entered their house and was seated at the table. And when it came to bless the food and share it, he did so by taking the bread, blessed it, and took the cup of drink, blessed it, and shared it with them. When the disciples recognized Jesus as the breaking of the bread, everything changed for them. Jesus shared several meals during his ministry. He fed and ate with the 4,000 and the 5,000. He ate with Matthew in his house. He caused the chaos down from the tree to share meal in his house. He ate at Mary and Martha's place, and of course, the Last Supper. We saw in the Gospels few times after Jesus' resurrection, sharing meals with the disciples. He shared meal on the story that we just read this morning in Emmaus. Jesus even cooked breakfast for his disciples and the Sea of Tiberias. When the disciples got out of the boat, they saw that there was a charcoal fire burning on the beach with fish frying over it. And there was bread, and Jesus served them with bread and fish, the same special menu he used to feed the 5,000. I want to invite you this morning to consider this story of the disciples on the road to Emmaus within the context of this holy meal that we Christians partake, a living life as one means for coming to some measure of peace within the challenge and the changes ahead of our lives and the church. Jesus is not going to force himself upon us. He will wait to be invited in. The invitation is an expression of our desire for a lasting, good relationship with Jesus. We invite him into all our emotional reactions that is born of the dangers that are going around us. Take bread, bless it, break it, give it. It seems so simple. It seems very ordinary, and yet it reveals the truth about a God who came to serve. It reveals about a God who wishes to have a relationship with us. And it is so intimate that we become one body, one mind, and one spirit. This sharing of the holy meal is what Jesus wants us to do and to be remembered. When we are at this table, there is a recognition that God wishes to enter into communion with us. Our hearts yearning for this sense of belonging, and we only look for it from God and nowhere else, like some do in the glamorous of collecting money, collecting material things, and physical beauty of people. No, only in God. This holy communion is not only with God, but with all of us and with each other. All of us who ate of one bread, drink one cup, become one as well. We will become a community of believers that is called the church. As Christians, sharing meal is one of the ways we are connected to the community. Whenever we are sharing meal, we become church together in the place of hope and love. Gathering to share a meal of bread and wine offers a profound declaration at the core of the Christian faith. In Africa, whenever you visit people, food is shared to show hospitality. The people share food together as a family unit in friendship. The visible reality that is shared in the meal is God's grace. His gracious initiative is in redeeming us through the death and resurrection of our Lord. This grace is free and loving gift by which he offers people a share in his life and shows us his favor and will for our salvation. Our response to the grace of God's initiative is itself a grace of gift from God by which we can imitate Christ in our lives. Christ is risen from the dead. Christ is our Savior. Christ is the total hope of the world. He is present in the world and in our sharing of meal together. It is through these God-giving things that our faith is renewed and it is restored. He promised to be with us always to the very end of age. As we break bread together, we are reminded of God's love for us. As we hear his word and share meal at this table, and he meets with us, we will have the glory, grace, and salvation promised to us. He wants us to see him, to know his presence with us, not just here, but everywhere we go. He wants us to feel his presence. He wants us to see him and to know him more and more and more every day. We should embrace the knowledge that Jesus is alive, that Jesus is with us, that God is fulfilling his promises, and he will continue to do so, just as Jesus met the disciples on the road to Emmaus and he walked with them. So we Christians, we walk with God. When we keep our eyes open, we will see him, and we will hear him talking to us, and we will hear the still voice beneath our meditations. And above all, when we share this meal together, we will always remember Christ, that we are one body in Christ. Amen.